All right, this is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, and we have Kate J on the line with us from Verizon. Hello, Kate.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. So what are you calling in about?
So I'm actually here on site at the latest Habitat for Humanity Bay County build in Parker. We've got dozens of Verizon employees out here helping to raise the walls on a home for a woman who has actually been displaced since Hurricane Irma, along with her mother. We've got leaders on site, as well as employees who have been here and supporting Hurricane Michael relief and recovery efforts since the storm hit, and really kicking off this very meaningful build and partnership with Habitat for Humanity to support those ongoing needs following Michael.
That's really good to hear. How much has Verizon been doing with Habitat for Humanity since Michael?
Well, we are actually kicking off the partnership today. There is actually, as I stand and talk to you, you may hear some clapping in the background. We're actually making an announcement and just made the announcement of a $1 million grant to
Wow.
support the ongoing efforts here. So this is part of a multi-year commitment to be here and partner with Habitat to help people that have been displaced and impacted by Michael.
That's extremely good to hear. Tom, do you have any?
Yeah, Tom. Kate, this is Tom Hoots. We've met a couple times, and
yes.
I'm just tickled pink. I've been involved, especially online and on the with the radio folks with the Habitat for Humanity. I think Kai's up here with us on the morning mix, and he and I did a video spread on one of those houses that they did.
Yes,
it's
Tom,
just
we
a
did.
It's just a great organization. And I'm just really happy you guys are getting involved with them because Bat can't think of a nicer group of people than the Habitat for Humanity people, and having a major corporation like you guys helping them with their projects is just amazing. So thank you very much for doing that.
Yes. Well, you're spot on about this organization, and we're so proud to be a part of it and help support it. You know, we committed in October. We knew it was going to be a long road to recovery for people in this area and these communities, and we committed to being a part of that. So, you know, we've supported numerous organizations here doing the critically important work on the ground, Feeding the Gulf Coast, United Way of Northwest Florida, Bay County Education Foundation, and more, because we know that there are so many important pieces to this years-long recovery process, and this is just the latest, piece of the partnership that we're launching here today.
Yeah, I'm glad to see with you guys continuing to get involved here that you're going to be here with us for the long haul here in these affected counties by Hurricane Michael.
Absolutely, we made that commitment, and we are going to continue to deliver on that.
Well, that's thank you guys for what you're doing. Thank you for this announcement, and I hope to get you back up in the studio one day.
Would love that. Thanks so much for having me on.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was KJ, a representative from Verizon, talking about a big announcement with their partnership with Habitat for Humanity, $1 million going towards their years-long projects to help recover.
That's a lot of help for Habitat for Humanity because, as you know, Aman, that's all volunteer work. So, and a lot of donated stuff as well. So $1 million is going to translate into a lot of housing.
And they're so committed, Tom. I remember when we went to go record that, there were people who were just showing up, parked their cars on the side road and just got out and started helping.
Get their work clothes out and strap on a hammer and go to work. It really is amazing to watch them work. And they put that house together that you and I right together.
Like,
I mean,
3 months maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So definitely good to see the Habitat Humanity and Verizon both doing great work out here. Hopefully we can get in touch with somebody from Habitat and Humanity and maybe see what they can talk about with what that donation means to them.
Yeah. So we'll see if we can line that up maybe next week or whenever they're convenient. But right now we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you with hot news headlines here on The Mix.